And now, joining us on the telephone, our old friend from Jessup Hose Company number 2, it's Don Perini. Mr. Perini, good morning to you, sir. Long time no chat.
Good morning to you also. It's such a privilege to always speak to you.
Oh, you sweet talking son.
And let me tell you what, if I was a poker man, you have three of a kind that a full house couldn't beat there today between you, Johnny Lucas, and Nancy.
Nice. Well, listen.
And when Nancy's out, but Paula's there today.
Yeah. Oh, and let me just say, you mentioned Johnny Lucas. Johnny Lucas has been telling me about the Midway Food Festival since the second you guys announced it. Now, just the background information. Obviously, Jessup Hose Company number 2, it coincides with both Memorial Day and St. Ubaldo weekend. You guys put on the big carnival and picnic, which is always, the biggest and the best, and really the unofficial kickoff to summer. Obviously, circumstances dictated that wasn't possible this year. Okay, and that was a huge disappointment for a lot of people. Yourself included, certainly. So now, I guess, and you've come up with a plan here, which I think is really a nice solution and sort of a midway point, because we're green phase now. We're on our way back, and it's feeling good. And, it's a little touchy-feely a little bit, but something that maybe takes us back to a little bit closer to where we want to be. And that's something you're calling the Midway Food Festival. So tell us about that.
Well, I'm not going to take credit for this one, okay? I got a call from the carnival owner, Mr. Yeah. Swyka,
right.
Months ago, and he said, look, we're really dying. He said, all the events have been canceled. We're canceled right through the end of the year now, he said, and we're hemorrhaging. He said, we're trying to think of something to do to pick up a couple dollars where at least we could pay maybe some of our insurance expenses or something to keep our heads above water so that we all don't go bankrupt. He said, and what we wanted to do is reach out to all our good spots and see if we could set up some food trailers and generate some revenue for ourselves. We'll, of course, give you guys a commission for hosting us and putting us on your lot, but we really need to generate some income. And for everything that they've done for us over the years, we just said, go for it.
Absolutely. And well,
that's how it happened.
The economic and financial hardships that the pandemic has created. I mean, that a lot of people are aware of what's going on there, and there are no strangers to that. And a lot of people took it on the chin because of it. Certainly the carnival bit, S&S Amusements we're talking about here. S&S Amusements, the premier carnival attractions in all of Northeast Pennsylvania, probably in a good chunk of the state, actually. And so with, everybody and their brother has having to cancel things like this, I can imagine their schedule will dissolve right before their eyes. So this seems like a nice solution to the problem here in terms of at least regaining some of that revenue and also being able to provide for the folks who enjoy the picnic and the carnival a way to sort of get a little taste of it again. So tell us.
Yeah, and it's mostly, the carnival-driven food, like you're going to have your funnel cakes and you're going to have your elephant ears and you're going to have your french fries and your cotton candy and candy apples, et cetera, ice cream. Is there. Of course, I'm disappointed we couldn't make tripe for you, Johnny. I mean, we could have, but we wanted to let the carnival food speak for itself. But we did manage to call our potato pancake guy back. We had, even though he's not a part of S&S Amusements, S&S works with him very closely.
Right.
That's Yogi Pancakes that we've had for the last 20-some years. And I called Michael, the owner of that now, and I said, look, would you like to be a part of this? And he said, absolutely. So homemade potato pancakes are there.
Well, and you just rattled off a list of crowd-pleasing favorites there, and getting back to tripe, and I've been asking Johnny to put a good word in about the tripe, but I understand how the focus is on the Midway and the carnival vendors and the food festival and all that. But listen, I'm hanging in there. Next year rolls around, I'm ready for the tripe. And Dom, I think when you guys are selling tripe, a lot of times what happens is I just either park the car or I drop my wife off and go around the block till I find a parking spot. She gets in line, and then I walk out of there with $120 worth of tripe, bring it home, and put a lot of it in the freezer and enjoy it for the next couple of weeks. So, I mean, that's a crowd.
Well, as we know, tripe lovers love tripe.
Yeah, there is.
And people who can't stomach to hear it.
Oh, boy. You know, there's the beauty of it right there. When Don Perini's got built-in tripe jokes, you know you're going to have a good time. All right, so listen, I'm looking at the Facebook page here, and you did mention a bunch of items that are on the menu, but I'm looking at a whole list here now. Sausage and peppers and pierogies and chicken fingers. And as you mentioned, Yogi's potato pancakes, always a crowd pleaser. Of course, you got the funnel cakes, fried Oreos. Johnny Lucas is jumping for joy in there. Tell us, it's starting today, and it's going right through the weekend, correct, in the hours?
Right. It's starting today, and it goes through Sunday. Mm-hmm. So they're going to open Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 8.
Yeah.
And then they're going to open Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8.
Okay.
It's a total drive-in. You drive your car in, you park your car, you get out of your car, you go buy what you want, you go back to your car. You could either eat it there, you could take it home, you could go in the back and park. We're trying to put as many spaces together with the social distancing, and the people must wear masks. If you don't bring a mask, you're not going to get out of the car. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
And we're going to try to make everybody safe, but yet have a little bit of fun.
Well, I mean, that's important, obviously. You know, you have to always err on the side of caution, and you guys are observing all the social distancing guidelines and the masks and all the rest, so that's important. Now, you're starting, as you mentioned, 4 o'clock today. Johnny Lucas and I were talking about this earlier this morning. Johnny intends to be in line by 1:30 this afternoon, so I don't know if you have a premier parking spot for him or how you're going to handle that, but John, and is that right? 1:30 is it when you're heading up there today?
1:30. When I leave here.
Well, then right around then. So there's a bonus right there, Dom. Not only will people be able to stop by and enjoy the Midway Foods there at the Midway Food Festival, but they also may get a chance to meet our own Johnny Lucas. So that's a plus right there.
And that is a plus because he's a tremendous, tremendous man.
He's a good man. He is, and I tell you what, he is definitely your champion, the Jessup Host Company number two. Every time you guys are doing something, he's on top of it. And matter of
fact, you don't remember, John, my grandfather told me an old cliche a long time ago.
Okay.
He said, someone can enter a room and you'll never know they were there.
Yeah.
Other people will enter that same room, and you will never forget them.
How about it?
And Johnny Lucas and yourself are two kind of people that happens to.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Dom. I appreciate that, and the same to you as well. You've been a staple in Northeast Pennsylvania before, and certainly Jessup Host Company number two. And you also get credit for the coining the term when I asked you about directions to the Jessup Host Company number two. I believe you recall that it just go up the Casey Highway. And you take exit 3, and it's all downhill from there.
All downhill from there.
Oh, outstanding.
We go back a long way.
Yes, sir, we
Mr.
do.
Mr. Webster.
There's no doubt about it. All right, so it's the Midway Food Festival, Jessup Host Company number 2 grounds there. It's right there on the foot of Hill Street there, next to the railroad tracks. And it kicks off today. It's 4 to 8, right up until right through Friday. And then the weekend is, what, 12 to 8, you said, right, Don?
12 to 8. And remember, take the KC exit. Exit 3 is Jessup. No matter which exit you get off, north or south, it's all downhill from there.
I just got goosebumps. Dom, always a pleasure, man. Nice to talk to you.
You too, and I'm sure your wife will be a great asset to you tomorrow.
You know what, Dom? She's going to be here tomorrow. Wait till she comes in and sees, like, you know, you always hear the story about we saw how they make the sausage, and it changes your whole opinion about things. Wait till she comes in here tomorrow. She comes in here tomorrow.
Johnny Lucas will keep her.
Well, I think that's why she agreed to come in, because she knows Johnny's going to sing tomorrow, and she's a fan of Lucas Live, so that may be the only reason why she said, okay, I'll do it.
You know, I have a terrible story. Johnny Lucas was going to sing live at the picnic last year.
Yeah.
And we had him all ready. We had it all set up. The band was ready to go. And it rained. It started to rain.
Well, I guess maybe the carnival goers and the festival goers just weren't ready yet. So we had divine intervention. You give them a year to rehearse. John,
is
that
true? He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he does. John, it rained on you. Your big debut there on the Showmobile stage?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, listen, you know, next year when it rolls around in 2021, when the Jessup Host Company number 2 Carnival and Picnic is back for Memorial Day and St. Ubaldo Day, there's a plus right there. Something else to put on the poster, Dom. Featuring Johnny Lucas. All right.
And we may try to put a float in the parade, and maybe Johnny could come and you could come and enjoy it with
us. I love it. Dom Perini from Jessup Host Company number 2. Thank you, Dom.
Thanks, guys. Right, appreciate
care.
Your time.
You bet. Thank you. Take care. So long. Outstanding. Johnny Lucas, could you see yourself on a float in the parade? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, how about it? I'm seeing it now. Again, I got goosebumps. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Midway Food Festival kicks off this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Jessup Host Company, number 2 grounds, right there on Hill Street, right next to the railroad tracks, and it's going right through the weekend.